Yeah, good evening to everyone. Yeah, today I have a message to the whole world. God has given me a message to give it to the whole world. That's why I'm here today, to give this message to the whole world. My name is Johnny. People call me Heaven Ambassador. Yeah, I had a dream on the 13th of July last month, and God was talking to me in a dream. When God met me, he was having American dollar. In American dollar, he has written the left side 1.9, and the right side, he has written there 2.2. He asked me, do you know the meaning of this? And I said, no. He said, I'm going to show you the meaning of these figures. He said, this 1.9 written here means that this world, we have come all the way far away, and we are now in 1.9. The moment we get to 2.0, then we get to 2.1, then we get to 2.2, then he is coming. So I should tell everybody that he'll be coming soon. So if you look at the figures he gave me, 1.9 to 2.2 is only like 0.30 or 0.3. It's very short time. But he didn't tell me when he's coming, but he said he's coming soon. Yeah, he's coming soon. We don't know. Either maybe 100 years time or 200 years time or 500 years time. Nobody knows. But he said he'll be coming soon. So I should tell everybody that his second coming, he'll be coming soon. Yes. And I have a message already. So he told me to add this message to that, the message you've already given to me. So I have to give this message to the whole world for them to know the second coming of Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ will be coming soon. So everybody should listen. Yeah. My message is, Jesus Christ is coming soon, the second coming of Jesus Christ. People don't believe, but I promise you that Jesus Christ will be coming soon. The same thing happened to Noah time. When Noah was preaching about by God going to destroy the world, they didn't believe him. They were just doing whatever they want. They were just drinking, smoking, adultery. They were sinning all the time. They didn't believe that God was coming to destroy the world at that time. But it came true. People didn't believe, but it came true. This is the time again. It's the time again that Jesus Christ will be coming soon. But people have to be ready and wait for Jesus Christ. That's why I'm here. Let me tell you something. Ask yourself, why God didn't use 8 days to create the world? He didn't use 5 days to create the world, but he used 6 days. To create the world, and the last day say rest, which is Sabbath. Ask yourself why he didn't use 8 days, but he used 7 days, which is 6 days plus the rest, which is Sabbath. Why? Ask yourself, why is seven? Ask yourself, brother, this is mystery. I want people to know this mystery, that Jesus Christ will be coming soon. Okay, let's look at the Bible. God said he used 6 days to create the world. And the last day was what? The seventh day, he said rest, which is Sabbath. Okay. And you know that God said, one day is like 1,000 years to him. And 1,000 years is like one day to him. Right? It's written where? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. And when you read Psalm 90, verse 4. It's also written there that one day is like 1,000 years to God, and 1,000 years is like one day to God. Right? Okay. So that means it can be 1,000 years, it can be one day. So in God's sight, it's the same to him. But me and you, it's not like that. I'm trying to come up with something, so be very pay attention and listen to what I am trying to say. Pay attention very well. Why God didn't use 8 days or 9 days or 10 days to create the world, but he used 7 days, which is 6 days plus the last day, which is a Sabbath, make it seven. I'm going to show you something here. Those people who have the Holy Spirit will understand what I'm trying to say. Okay, when you read the Bible, it tells you that God have seven spirits. God have seven spirits. It's written where? And Revelation chapter 4 verse 5. Chapter 4 verse 5. It said, God have seven spirits. And ask yourself, why God have seven spirits? That God's spirit he have, the seven spirit he have, that made this world. One spirit make once something a day. This is mystery. People have to really understand here. God's spirit made this world. His spirit made this world. If his spirit have seven, a seven spirit, which is written in Revelation chapter 4, verse 5. It tells you something here. God made what? This world with 7 days, which is 6 days plus the last day, which is seven. It tells you that the spirit make one thing every day or every thousand years. When you read Job chapter 33, verse 4, Job said, God's spirit made me. It tells you that God's spirit made everything. So God's seven spirit made this world. And coming to something, pay attention here. People should be very careful and listen to here. Like when you read Genesis chapter 5, it will tell you how many days or how many years we have spent since God created heaven and earth. When you read, you can find out that's what. Right now, we have spent 6,015 years. We have spent 6,015 years. And I'm telling you, God will never, we are not going to spend more than 7,000 years in this world. No. Because God's spirit is what? Seven. What is 7,000? Seven. One day is what? 1,000. They made this world. So, this 7,000, that's what we are going to spend in this world. People should very pay attention here. We are going to spend 7,000 years here. But right now we have spent 6,015 years in this world. Yeah. People have to pay attention here. We have spent 6,015 years now. So it's left how many? It's left 985. And when you read Matthew chapter 24, verse 22, he said, even if he didn't come early, he didn't, cut the days he'll be coming, or he didn't reduce the days he'll be coming, brother, he's going to lose all his chosen people. Because the devil is going to steal them. As is when you read down going 22, 23, 24, he said, even the devil will try to do what? Will convince people. The false prophets are going to convince people for them to do what? Deceive God's chosen people. So it tells you that God is going to cut the days. He's going to cut the days he's trying to come. Brother. So if God is cut the days, he's going to come, then we have to remember that the time is near. The time is near. Brother, look at the days. Look at this world. What is going on in this world right now? Look at here right now. Right now, homosexual, everything, everywhere. Look what is going on. Brother, pay attention. Be very careful and worship God. You know, if God said he's going to cut the days, brother, I'm telling you, that 7,000, we have spent 6,015. And it's left 985. That 985 is going to cut that days. But you don't know when he's coming. It can be 500 years. It can be 100 years. It can be 200 years. My brother, this is the time. If you haven't repent, please repent. And take Jesus Christ as your personal savior. Because he'll be coming soon, brother. Be very careful. And stop sin. Brother, whatever God is telling you, just do it. If he says sleep, just sleep. Don't do this. Don't do this. Just obey God. Respect God. Obey God. Respect God. Do what God wants. Do the right thing, and God is going to bless you. My brother, I'm not going far. What I want to tell you is that Jesus Christ will be coming soon. Yes, because why? Look at the world right now. People, something are changing. Can't you see what is going on in this world? My brother, my sister, open your eye. Something is happening in this world. This is the time. This is the time you have to repent. Because why? Jesus Christ will be coming soon. Yes, as he told me in the dream. This is the time he has sent me to tell my people that he'll be coming soon. So brother, pay attention that Jesus Christ will be coming soon. So what you have to do is what? Repent. Stop your sin. Stop your sin. Stop your sin and follow Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is coming soon. I am done. I'll come out next time. In Jesus' name. Amen.